This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV for Friday, September 24th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. And, of course, you'll find us on Rumble.com, Rumble.com/SkyWatchTV, Rumble, just like YouTube, but better because they don't tell us what we can't say. But even better than Rumble is our free mobile app. Add it to your smartphone or tablet. Most smart TVs these days will let you cast the video directly from your phone or tablet to your television set so you can watch us on the big screen. Bypass the gatekeepers of big tech and social media, telling you how to get our free mobile app before the end of this program. Topic number 5 this week, the border. This went viral in a big way this week as images of more than 16,000 mostly Haitian immigrants camping in squalid conditions underneath the border, the international bridge at Del Rio, Texas. The Biden administration last weekend issued a public statement that our borders are not open, but it's obvious that nobody believes that's true. Border Patrol is stretched so thin as they've had to surge officers to the Del Rio sector to try to counter the thousands of people streaming across the border, which is leaving other large swaths of the southern border open. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who was at the border on Monday, said, if you think our borders are open, you're mistaken. Again, 16,000 people camped under a bridge says otherwise. He was grilled by Congress on Wednesday, and he actually had the audacity to say that the border is secure. Well, rather than taking steps necessary to actually to secure the border, Mayorkas announced this week formal inquiries on how Border Patrol agents are treating the migrants after images of officers on horseback were misrepresented by liberals in Congress and in the media as the agents whipping the migrants. Apparently, none of them has ever ridden a horse and don't know what reins look like. Anyway, a former Border Patrol chief is accusing the Biden administration of intentionally eroding border security. Rodney Scott, who's a 29-year career law enforcement officer, just retired as Border Patrol chief, wrote a letter to Democratic and Republican leaders in the Senate and its Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, telling them that career experts have offered numerous recommendations to the Department of Homeland Security and to the administration on how to deal with this crisis, but they have been ignored. Quoting from his letter now, of grave concern is the fact that the secretary and other political appointees within DHS have provided factually incorrect information to congressional representatives and to the American public. Parentheses, that's a nice way of saying they're lying. Continuing, furthermore, they have directed U.S. Border Patrol personnel to allow otherwise ineligible aliens to remain in the U.S., inconsistent with the established legal processes and law, end quote. Contrary to what the Biden administration told us this week, many Haitian migrants at Del Rio are being released into the United States. This is according to two officials, government officials, who talked with Associated Press on condition of anonymity. They're not authorized to speak publicly about this, but they told the AP that Haitians have been freed on a very, very large scale in recent days into the U.S. Basically, they're bused somewhere and given NTAs, notices to appear. Here, take this, promise you'll show up at the local immigration office within 60 days, and then they're let go. And, of course, statistics show that a very, very small percentage of immigrants released with an NTA ever actually show up. Who knows where they are? The officials talking to AP put the number of Haitians released into the country in the thousands. As of this recording, reportedly about 5,000 now left underneath the bridge. Now, some were flown back to Haiti, and a big show was made of deportation flights, but according to reports on the ground in Haiti and Port-au-Prince, from Sunday through Tuesday, about 713 migrants over the 3 days had been flown out. That's a little over 200 a day. So, you know, you do the math. At the rate of 200 migrants a day being repatriated to Haiti, and somehow 11,000 are no longer under the bridge, suggests that about 10,000 have been just let go somewhere in the U.S. Now, look, more than 1.5 million immigrants have been arrested by the Border Patrol since last October. Over the last 12 months, 1.5 million. And I'll say again, I don't know what I would be willing to do if I were a young father of a little girl living somewhere in Central or South America or somewhere in the Caribbean looking for a better life. These people who are coming across the border are rational actors. They're doing it because they figure their chances are better at taking the risk of getting caught. Because they know that even if they get caught in the U.S., what they've been told is that they'll get an NTA and just let go. That their odds are better than if they stay where they are. Under President Trump, former President Trump, this was not the case. The Remain in Mexico policy made it undesirable to come there and just camp out on the border at the mercy of some of these drug gangs and drug cartels who control the border area. So I don't blame these people for trying to get to America. Just be aware that somebody, or some organizations are facilitating this. And I will say again, even the media personnel, the media types who are publicly condemning the Biden administration for its failure to control the border are not asking the important questions. Who is making it possible for these people to get from Haiti to the United States? Even if we accept that many of these people were in South America because of the earthquake in 2010 and the corruption and disease and lack of infrastructure in their native country. I mean, there were many job visas issued in Brazil for the World Cup in 2014 and the Olympic Games in 2016. But how did they get from there to here? Because we're hearing from friends in Guatemala, a country they would have to cross to get here if they were coming all the way on foot, that there have been no migrant caravans that have crossed Guatemala in recent months. How did they get from South America here? Nobody is asking that question. And why do they want to push all of these people into the United States? Topic number four, COVID. Some good news this week as the numbers continue to fall. The seven-day rolling average down more than 20% from its high at the beginning of September. The CEO of Moderna said in an interview this week that the coronavirus pandemic will be over within a year. But, he says, that's only if we all get booster shots indefinitely. The FDA holding hearings on the efficacy of booster shots this week, the safety of booster shots this week. The advisory panel for the FDA recommended against it for all adults, although saying it would be a good idea for people in high-risk categories, people with comorbidities, or people over the age of 65. The Centers for Disease Control will make a determination on COVID boosters this week. And this week, a Chinese whistleblower said that COVID-19 was deliberately spread by the Chinese Communist Party at the 2019 Military World Games in Wuhan. We talked about this previously. But this claim now getting some traction from Sky News in the UK and Fox News here in the US. We also learned this week that scientists are trying to grow mRNA vaccines in vegetables. What could possibly go wrong? Researchers at University of California, Riverside, trying to develop plant-based mRNA vaccines. mRNA vaccines in spinach or lettuce or whatever. They just need to figure out, can it be done? Can the plants generate enough mRNA to make them the equivalent of a vaccine? And how do you regulate dosage? Yeah. Eat more beef. Topic number three, AUKUS. The big announcement this week between the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia of a major deal to produce nuclear-powered submarines for the Australians has got the French upset because it cost them a $60 billion submarine deal. And, of course, the Chinese not very happy about this. Joe Biden here on screen with his virtual buddies Bojo and ScoMo. It's what they're called in their home countries, Boris Johnson and Scott Morrison of the UK and Australia. This deal led to the French withdrawing ambassadors from Australia and the United States. The Chinese actually threatening Australia, saying its 24 million citizens are now targets for a nuclear attack. And probably not coincidentally, on Thursday of this week, 19 Chinese aircraft entered Taiwan's air defense zone. That included two nuclear-capable bombers. Topic number two, shilling for the Great Reset. President Biden addressed the United Nations General Assembly for the first time this week, and his speech, as I mentioned this earlier this week, could well have been written by the World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab. President Biden talking about the need to address climate change, that we've almost reached a point of no return. We still need to deal with the pandemic, and we all need to work together as one big happy world family. Again, go to the World Economic Forum's website, weforum.org, and these are the same talking points that you'll see there in promoting its Great Reset, a fundamental restructuring of the global social structure and economic system, even down to the phrase build back better, which found its way into President Biden's speech. It wasn't just his campaign slogan. It's the World Economic Forum slogan for the Great Reset. We've been predicting this for a couple of years here on Skywatch TV. Watch for them to shift the narrative from COVID back to climate. And now that the Delta wave has peaked and is trending down, that's exactly what is happening. It's interesting that all of this coincides with the full entry into the age of Aquarius that was marked by the great conjunction, Jupiter and Saturn coming within a tenth of a degree of one another at 0 degrees of Aquarius on the winter solstice last year. Now, you and I know that our fortunes, our fates are not determined by the movement of planets in the sky, but astrologers and some very powerful and wealthy people do believe that this is the case. In fact, the astrologers called this the Great Mutation. The significance being that this entry into the age of Aquarius is an age ruled by Saturn. It's a return of old Saturn's reign with a new breed of men sent down from heaven. Virgil, Eclogue 4. This whole thing, by the way, the subject of my forthcoming book, The Second Coming of Saturn, coming out in November. Well, just keep praying, because none of this is taking God by surprise. And until he comes back to put it all right, our mission remains the same: to make disciples of all nations, regardless of who's calling the shots here in the earthly realm. Coming up, evidence of Sodom. Tell you about a fascinating academic paper next on the Friday Five.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation, and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library, and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five this week, an academic paper that we've been waiting for. This, by the way, was discussed at the archaeological conference we were at last week in Albuquerque. Couldn't tell you about this until it was actually published. This is a peer-reviewed paper in a journal owned by Nature, nature.com. which is a secular publication. They've got no interest in promoting the truth claims of the Bible or Christianity, but they have published this paper, which has been years in the making. Dr. Philip Sylvia presented this paper at the International Symposium on Archaeology and the Bible last weekend. This was embargoed. We couldn't show any of the slides or really talk about some of the new evidence, but they have found evidence that a massive explosion over the north end of the Dead Sea sometime around 1600 BC, give or take 50 years, destroyed a large city, one of the largest cities in the Levant at the time. To give you an idea, for comparison's sake, this area, this city, which now is called Tal el Hammam, enclosed 85 acres inside its city walls, which were massive, about 100 to 150 feet wide at the base. Massive defensive fortifications sitting up on a hill overlooking the plains of Moab, just north of the north end of the Dead Sea, totally destroyed. 85-acre city, Jericho, 10 acres, Jerusalem, 12 acres, 85 acres, 8,000 people estimated population, wiped out in a moment. They found the evidence, some of the more fascinating bits of evidence, salt found 8 miles north of the Dead Sea in high enough concentrations to kill all plant life for about the next 7 centuries, and the chemical composition of the salt matches exactly the salt and the sulfates in the Dead Sea. And the presence of shocked quartz. Shocked quartz is produced only under very high pressure. And this was done in conjunction with secular researchers who were part of the Comet Research Group. So again, not an effort to prove the Bible. In fact, they were very careful in this paper to say that this may have inspired the story in the book of Genesis about the destruction of Sodom. So far, criticism coming from a couple of different directions. There are Christians who reject this because the time frame, according to the carbon 14 dating, about 1600 BC, that's too late, they think, for Abraham and Lot. Because when you add the ages of the patriarchs, you get Abraham in the 22nd century BC, which has its own problems chronologically. We'll deal with that another time. But skeptics, secularists, are looking at this and basically saying, well, this can't be true because there are Christians involved with the research and they're just trying to prove the Bible, ignoring the fact that this is peer-reviewed, not even really criticizing the data, essentially doing what they accuse Christians of doing, which is only accepting information that fits their preconceived beliefs. Bias confirmation. Fascinating stuff. You can find it just to do a search online. It's getting attention in the mainstream media, so finding this paper won't be difficult to do, but it's very detailed, very specific, lots of evidence here. Just imagine being on the ground when this hits. They estimate the wind speed from the blast wave at perhaps as much as 715 miles per hour. The most powerful tornado known had winds of about 318 miles per hour. Well, we're just a few weeks away now from SkyWatch TV's next virtual conference, and looking forward to when the COVID wave is actually done and gone so we can get back together face-to-face. October 15th, it launches. 90 days you'll have to stream binge-watch these presentations in any order you like. And of course, this includes the world premiere of the new documentary film by award-winning filmmaker Josh Peck, The Great Delusion, about the UFO and alien abduction phenomena. Don't miss it. This is some dynamite stuff. I've seen some previews of the film, the documentary, which includes some of the last known interviews recorded with the late Chuck Missler, Noah Hutchings, never-before-seen interview with Chris Putnam, who's no longer with us, sadly, and many others like Gary Stearman, L.A. Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, and others. I was honored to be a part of it. Tom Horn, of course, in that film as well. And the presentations from the likes of Pastor Carl Gallup's Gary Bates, author of Alien Intrusion and the documentary film, producer of the documentary Alien Intrusion. Many others. You'll find all of the speakers and a place to register, of course, online at defenderconference.com. And when you do it by October 10th, you save $10. That's the early bird discount. Save 10 by 1010. Register now at defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. During the month of September, our gift, our thank you for your support, which makes it possible for us to do what we do, is a copy of my book, Last Clash of the Titans, showing the overlap between Greek mythology, actually Greek religion, and end times Bible prophecy. Yes, the Titans are real and they are in the Bible. and Jewish religious experts centuries before Jesus knew that this was the case. So those Percy Jackson stories that kids, grandkids are reading, it's based on stuff that the apostles and the prophets knew about, except they had a little different view, that these entities that are entertaining us today, like Zeus and Hercules and Poseidon and so forth, were fallen angels and Nephilim. That's the book, and we'll send it to you for your donation of any amount during the month of September, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, of course, because of shipping costs. But it's our thank you for your support. You can donate by logging on to skywatchtv.com/donate or by calling our toll-free number, 844-750-4985. And thank you. The Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel, on for spring, March 20th through April 4th of 2022. Sharon and I honored to lead another tour of the Holy Land alongside our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Ali Henson and Donna Howell, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who will join us from Tel Aviv, and we'll take you on a tour of the Holy Land like no other. In fact, we will show you, if you take the three-day extension over to Jordan with us, from Mount Nebo, we'll show you the site of ancient Sodom because you can see it from there. It's an amazing thing, and we'll talk about the historic significance and the prophetic importance of that location and the plains of Moab. All along the way, there will be preaching and teaching. It will make the Bible come alive. You can get an idea of the tour by looking at the website skywatchinisrael.com. There's a sample itinerary there, as well as a breakdown of costs. And best of all, if dates have to change or certain restrictions on travel are just unacceptable to you, you will not lose your deposit if you have to cancel or if you choose to cancel. Find out more online, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week, we continue our discussion with Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis about his new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. He explains why this is a spiritual thing and not just a political movement, and how our schools, our education system, being used to propagate this spiritual sickness on our children. Join Colonel McGinnis along with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. The weekly broadcast show broadcast all around the world tonight on our affiliates at Daystar Television, but you'll find the complete schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can make it easy on yourself. Have us broadcast on your schedule by adding the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV. It's a simple ad, and we've got links at our website on how to do it. But even better, get our free mobile app and carry us around with you. The advantage to the mobile app is not only do you get our video content, all of our programs, including new shows that debut next week, new women's program called Simply His, hosted by Catherine Horn, Donna Howell, Ali Henson, Nita Horn, and this will be unlike anything on Christian television, A Return to Eden, which is our health program, and of course, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. Joining the Skywatch television lineup alongside Skywatch TV, all of those programs right in your smartphone or tablet, along with important news, excerpts of Defender publishing books, and a schedule or upcoming events, all of that, whether you've got an iOS or Android device or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. And again, if you've got a relatively new television, smart TVs, usually compatible with either Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, that allows you to take video on your mobile device and display it on your television without any wires. That's the easy way to do it. And again, this bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech and social media. You'll find the links to the app stores to download the free mobile app at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar for the link. Thank you for watching as we keep watch and have a blessed weekend. This is the Friday Five, and I'm Derek Gilbert on Skywatch TV.